The following podcast has been rated TVMA, NSFW, R, and NC-17, so it is not safe for kids. Put your children to bed. You spent enough time with them anyway.
Times are getting a little easier these days, but that don't mean taking time for yourself needs to. When you want a drink, you want to work for it. That's why I only drink Malort. Its unusual full-bodied flavor of deck varnish and viper piss is a taste savored by two-fisted drinkers. So if you think your two fists are strong enough, why not grab yourself a shot of the only booze big enough to knock some sense right back into you? Jepson's Malort. It'll kick your ass for you, so you can take time taking her easy.
Proud sponsor of Chad the Birdcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Test, test, test. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Chad. I'm a bird. Yada, yada. This is my birdcast. You didn't really yada, yada anything. I know. It's snowing in Chicago, which means everybody's getting weird, including me. So we'll keep this brief. The stuff you can buy, you can go get the toque. My toque can is on my website. It is available in three delicious flavors. You can get Midnight Hawk, Steel Beak, or Hoth Falcon. That's just black, gray, and white, but said cooler. It's a good beanie. I've been seeing a lot of people wearing it, and they're loving it, and it's a good time for it in Chicago, especially. The new tea is out, the Dark Seed Edition, limited edition. Go check that one out there, sir, and you can get stickers, too. So if you want some stuff just have on your desk, I got you. If you want something you can sport in the unseasonably cold snow, I got you. If you got something that you just want to, like, put on to clean or to, like, fry stuff, I got you. It's a black t-shirt. That's what you're supposed to do. Don't fry in your whites. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, last week was St. Patrick's Day, and I am still hungover. And if you've ever been to Chicago, when that shit goes down, you know what I mean. When I say hard fucking calories the next day. We're talking burritos on burritos. I'm doing okay. A little worse for wear, but I'm wearing it well. Yeah. Oh, that made my head hurt. Anyway, yeah, I got a contact drunk from the St. Patrick's Day shenanigans out here. And I had to still show up and do my report, which was on Kate Middleton. So, you know, I did what I could. Anyway, this is me talking about the crown already in progress.
Promise that you like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will. I can't promise you forever, baby, cause that just went too
long. Ah, oh God, what happened? Where am I? Why does everything smell like pledge week? I was walking up Lincoln. I was on Lincoln Avenue, not the park. I was in Roscoe Village. Wait, I was going north on Lincoln the Avenue. I know I was going north because the lake is east. That's the thing in Chicago when you first move here, everybody sounds like a sailor trying to give you directions, but you don't have a compass. The fuck is east? And they say, oh, the lake is east, but you're in fucking Target. Can't see the lake from inside Target. Their directions don't mean shit. But once you get it, though, you can get anywhere in Chicago. I know the lake is east right now, because that is where it is. Anyway, so I was in Target in Roscoe Village on Lincoln Avenue because I needed stuff. And I was heading north on Lincoln, which I know I was doing because the lake is east. But Lincoln Avenue is the slanty street. It's diagonal. Diagonal. Diagon Alley. It leans. So you're gonna start going west eventually, and I figure, well, Southport is right there. That's the street. I can use that to go north, and so it did. But then I ran into a gaggle of green shirts and foam hats with beads, and I was like, fuck, is it Mardi Gras? That was last fucking week. What's everybody doing up and out and organized in gaggles, and why does it smell like a Sunday shift at John Barleycorn's, R.I.P.? May its memory be a warning. And then I was like, oh shit, green, beer, suburbanites? Fuck, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, I forgot. Southport's got all the bars in a row, fucking pub crawls like a zombie apocalypse and just as much puking. Normally I enjoy the challenge. I have a St. Patrick's Day bingo card I keep for such an occasion. I can get dude yelling, where are you, on a cell phone pretty quick. Knock out a whole row of different kinds of spills just peeking in the window of any bar with an Irish flag out front. You go to Wrigleyville, you can get the center square super easy. That's girls sitting on the curb crying. But you gotta get out of there before noon or you're never going home. But like I was saying, I was going north on Southport when I ran into a flock of suburbanites playing that goddamn fucking Chicago handshake card game. A pox on his name! Just stumbling in a tight huddle right into me, and I caught a fucking contact drunk, and by then it was too late. I was full on St. Patrick's Day by proxy, and I'm not Irish. I got no claim to drinking in honor of a patron saint, but fuck, there I was. Carried on the back of a brood of emerald bedazzled clover cheek background actors from Glee. Free drinking in the 10 a.m. sun like we just won the war against the aliens. No way to escape it. It's the time of year for green beer's cultural appropriation and me reminding my neighbors at 2 a.m. that the Dropkick Murphys wrote other songs! Irish or not, Aaron Gobra, Chicago. Happy St. Patty's Day. Slant you fuckers. I can't believe I fucking forgot. There's no way you would let me. If you're new here and you want to survive St. Patrick's Day, head west. You'll know you are because you didn't hit the lake. Anyway, you don't gotta worry. I'm on the case. I remember what I was doing. But just in case you forgot, I've been busy. Until I got dosed with jubilance just walking down Southport on St. Patrick's Day. I was on a mission. The question on everybody's mind, apparently. Everybody's feed and For You pages in the tippity top of everybody's thinking parts. It's a question that guides you. Making you itch like you got a fucking bug, got lost in your ear and made its way to your brain and can't get out. Can't get away from it. What is it? I forgot. Hang on a second. Oh, yeah. It's 2024, and here we are experiencing the great mystery of our time, and it's only March. Well, don't you worry. I'm on the fucking thing, okay? But I hear you. Where is Kate Middleton? First off, who? I got you. Hang on. Kate Middleton's longer name is Catherine Elizabeth Middleton, Princess of Wales, because when you're from fucking Berkshire, you got that extra names money. She became the Duchess of Cambridge when she married William Arthur Philip Lewis, Duke of Cambridge, Earl of Stratton, and Baron Kara Fergus, who's the son of Prince Charles III and Princess Diana. Yes, that Princess Diana. Yada yada, a lot of tea was drank and now is spilling. Charles is now king of the United Kingdom and 14 other Commonwealth realms. It's kind of like you're in a condo association, even though you can't fucking stand Todd being the condo president. But the gym is nice and you got a pot bellies on the ground floor, so you just go with it. And William Duke of Cambridge became Prince William, heir apparent to the throne. I'm not sure how that works. You either are or you are not an heir. I don't know how you can apparently be an heir. I'm just fucking with you. Its title goes back a fuck ton of heirs, apparently. If you are someone named an heir, but somebody else might be born sometime that's more directly related to the crown or whatever, then you're the heir presumptive, which is even more sassy. It's like, oh, hey, it's William. He's the heir presumptive. Don't get excited. Anyway, if this sounds strange, it's because we're American and our titles are confident. That's the president. That's the vice. None of this, oh, he's the maybe speaker of the house, perhaps, shit. Anyway, you saw Hamilton, right? Okay. The dude from Glee was King George III. So after him comes George IV, then William IV, then Queen Victoria, then Edward VII. He was of the House of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha, and other expensive names. And then House Windsor takes over. You get George V, Edward VIII, and then George VI. That's Colin Firth. Then Queen Elizabeth II. Yeah, that Queen Elizabeth. Now we got King Charles III, who's as old as this fucking rundown is long. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of posh frowns, gates and terraces, gardens and jam sandwiches. I could go on. Or you could just watch The Crown. Whatever. We're American. Anyway. Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, soon to be Catherine, Queen Consort of the United Kingdom. That just means she married into it. Pinkies up, you bougie bitches. Was always in the news, wearing the looks, the fascinators. She was one of the most photographed women in the world since she met William in college. One time, she was in a charity fashion show in a sheer dress, and you could see her under things. Oh, the pearls were clutched! So hard the tendonitis will echo through the generations. Always in the public eye, no matter what's going on. And the last time she was seen in public was March 4th, riding around in a car 70 days after the last time before that time that she was seen in public on Christmas before going in for a medical procedure on January 16th. How do I know this? I don't know. People won't stop telling me. Anyway, Catherine, Princess of Wales, goes in for surgery on January 16th, and she's not seen in public again until March 4th. The royals tell the press that she is recovering and will not be out until Easter, which is March 31st, and so far, they have been true to their word because she hasn't been seen in public since. And because people are bored, and the internet still works, and TikTok hasn't been banned yet... The theories are flying as to why the most photographed royal has not been seen in public since March 4th, which was only 12 days ago if you're keeping score. A reporter from the Spanish TV show Fiesta claimed it's because she was put into an induced coma before the surgery to save her life, but the palace dismissed that, saying no attempt was made by that journalist to fact check anything that she said with anyone in the house. But that's what they want us to think. Others believe it's because William was having an affair with the Marchioness of Cholmondeley, so Kate's in hiding. Some say she was murdered and a body double was put in her place, which I gotta ask you humans, what's with the fucking body double shit? Like, I get it, it's possible, and I'm sure that it happens, but that can't be the reason every time. That's just lazy fucking writing. Not everything is produced by Dick Wolf. The reason... The royal watchers have been shitting their true crime podcast pants lately, even though the palace said she'd be in recovery until Easter, and it's only been 12 days since we saw Kate Middleton in public after her surgery, is that Kensington Palace put out a statement on January 17th that she was going in for, quote, planned surgery and would, quote, be postponing her engagements. But some astute but probably drunk onlookers pointed out, if it was planned, why would she postpone anything? How far in advance was this surgery planned? Meanwhile, they never said what the surgery was and why. Also, King Charles had prostate surgery. The Mirror called it, quote, a highly unusual move to have double surgeries going on at the same time. A king and the apparent queen consort both in surgery at the same time? Scandal! Scandal, I say! Ring the bells, lads! Hear ye, hear ye! Royal expert and historian Dr. Tessa Dunlop told the Mirror, quote, Buckingham Palace doesn't do spontaneity. The release of a statement containing private matters about the king's health immediately after the news of the Princess of Wales' major abdominal surgery was deliberate. The timing deflected from his daughter-in-law's major operation. Likewise, the private detail concerning his prostate gave the public something else to think about. Basically, the king is making us look on his butthole so we don't question Kate Middleton's surgery. Of course, it was right in front of us, behind the king the whole time. Making matters worse, of course, was a recent photo put out of Kate Middleton to mark Mother's Day in the UK. The photo is her and her kids and everyone smiling, which is a bit weird because their hands are blurry as fuck. Some of their clothing doesn't match. The floor seems to be moving between dimensions, and part of her daughter's sweater fell into a time void and was replaced with a severed hand or something. No one would smile in that situation. The Photoshop job was so bad, they pulled the fucking image from the papers, but the internet never forgets. Then, instead of just taking a picture of Kate or just like a fucking Instagram reel of her explaining the situation, the palace released a fucking tweet, quote, from Kate, saying, quote, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrated has a very happy Mother's Day, like they never saw a fucking movie before in their life. Either they are the absolutely most out of touch family in the fucking universe, or Kate Middleton is in an underground bunker being used to clone an army of super fashionistas, and that remains to be seen. But the real question is, why do you fucking care? We're Americans. Our scandals are unhinged. None of this, ooh, she's having a procedure, 12 days, what on earth, in March? If this was an American scandal, you wouldn't have heard for her in months. Her mansion would be tossed, found nothing but a shoe and some margarita glasses from Epstein's Island and a tooth. Jodie Foster would be on the fucking case. Flashlights out, deep in a tunnel somewhere, looking for a busted cell phone. Here, in the West, we drink coffee, we put cheeses on our pies, and we fought a whole fucking war, so I don't have to care what's happening east of the lake. But hey, at least this allowed me to celebrate St. Patrick's Day the Irish way, drunk and shitting on the royals. I love you. Good night.
Dad.
Chad the boy! Great Bill, show your love! Amazing. Chad, you look great, baby.
Ugh, all I taste is green. Special thanks to the Barracudas for being my victory lap song for 8 years now and counting with their kick-ass song Promises. Dope. Thank you to Jebsen's Malort for being my hangover cure and yours. Trust me, it works. Thank you to Zach Bensalbo for recording me. Thank you to you for listening. Thank you to just being cool. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to that one guy. And thanks, Chicago. It was actually kind of a decent St. Patty's Day, you know, once it chilled out. I'm going to go dunk my head in a bucket of water and remind myself what day it is, and I'll see you all next week. Hey, keep watching the news, because something's going to happen. I guarantee it.
Nailed it.